As any tourist in Venice, Italy can attest, it can be really easy to get lost in the city's winding streets. Runners of the Venice Marathon, held on Sunday, can now attest to that too. NPR's Colin Dwyer reports on a bizarre twist that dramatically changed the results at the finish line.
For most of the race, the guys who were expected to win the Venice Marathon were winning the Venice Marathon. Then, about 16 miles in, they took a wrong turn. Instead of following the course, the runners followed some motorcycles and cars in front of them.
The runners go one way and the cars go another way.
That's what was supposed to happen anyway. But the runners at the front of the pack kept following the cars.
Our men ran after them and they caught them about 100 yards from where they had left the course.
Enrico Iacomini helped establish the race over 3 decades ago. He says it took a while for those runners to get back on track, and it took even longer for the guy who passed them, a local Venetian named Ao Faniel, to realize he was actually winning.
About a couple of kilometers to the finish, he was told that he was in the lead.
He became the first Italian man to win the Venice Marathon in 22 years.
He was doing well, and this was just a lucky circumstance.
But maybe we should have seen it coming. After all, you can always trust a local to get the directions right. Colin Dwyer, NPR News.